What can we say? We had the chances to get the third goal in the last couple of minutes when Newcastle were pushing forward, but hey, you've got to take that. That's a massive win after the results, especially with Everton losing on Friday night, taking a stride further away from them. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant from Leicester today, and fully deserved 3 points for me. Fully deserved.
Yeah, here comes the boss.
The Messiah has arrived.
Calm down, boys. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm buzzing, mate. Absolutely buzzing after that.
That was good, wasn't it? I thought we managed that quite well at the end. I know they got the goal back. Good strike from Andy Carroll, but I thought we handled that well at the end. I liked the last 3 or 4 minutes. So I kept shouting, get to the corner flags, and they seemed to be listening.
Definitely. Managed it well.
To be fair, it was something that I haven't seen too much from Leicester before, you know, heading to the corner flag and protecting the ball. So, yeah, it was a very, very good win, and towards the end, hard fought win, but we've got it. 3 points, and is that third now? Yeah, third in the league, behind United and Liverpool.
Point behind them.
So, and I bet we'll be playing Liverpool not before too long. I'm sure January.
Yeah, indeed. I'm just trying to get the table up on the screen so that we can see it, but I'll get that sorted shortly. Yeah, it was a good game, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah, I'll drop out, Phil. I'll get the table sorted for you, mate.
Thank you, Lox. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to get as many comments in as quickly as I can. Ali watching on YouTube, just a big yes. Scoreline doesn't tell the story, says Ryan. I think it sort of does. I thought we won the game. We edged it. We were the better team, Tom.
Oh, massively. Like I say, the first half, 35 minutes, I thought Leicester did well. The last 10, Newcastle came back into it and we didn't really bar the Vardy goal, get a clear-cut chance. And it was all about being patient and the chances would come. We knew that. We saw against Liverpool, the other night, Newcastle gave Liverpool a handful of chances. They didn't take them. We've taken both of them today. And the strike from Maddison, what a hit. But my man of the match, and we'll say it now already, James Justin with another absolutely fantastic performance, not just sitting at the back, but his actual ability at the end there to read the game, go to the corner flag, take the foul, see the game out. Fantastic from James Justin today. Absolute brilliant.
We've just welcomed Jamie back to the show. We've just put who was the man of the match on Twitter. It's only just fresh up there, but Tielemans is on 39%, Maddison on 23%, or Brighton on 32%. JJ only on 4%. So it's interesting. A lot of people shouting for Albrighton and Tielemans. Jamie, give us your views on that.
Well, it was squeaky bum time at the end, wasn't it? That was for certain. When Carroll scored his... I didn't realise that was his first goal for 10 years for Newcastle. But anyway, it doesn't really count for a lot, does it now? But yeah, enjoyed it. First half was a bit slow and boring. But then we're like second half FC, aren't we? We always score goals in the second half. Made it hard work. But my man of the match, it was a choice between two. It was Yuri or Mark Albrighton, and I'll give it for Yuri because he scored the goal. I think he was his all-round performance, his link-up play. There was a couple of stray passes in the first half, but in the second half, it didn't run the midfield, but he was there and he was playing the balls out and he scored the cracking goal. So I would give it to Yuri. But with Albrighton, just, you know how I like Mark Albrighton, a bit like you, Phil. He didn't do nothing wrong. He was putting pressure on the defenders. He made a cracking tackle to win the ball. But yeah, Yuri Tielemans for me. Another 3 points, another away game. That's equal with the amount of away games we won last year already. After what, 10 games we played away now, I think? Seven? No, nine we've played now.
Yeah, you said about Tielemans there, mate. Yeah, I mean, there were points he was sloppy in the game with possession at times and he got frustrated at times with himself. But like we said during the commentary, you know, that's why you leave him on the park for that moment of quality when you need it. And the ball to him, I mean, it was played pinpoint. You know, you couldn't ask for a better ball to run onto, the weight of it and everything. It was just hit there for him to bury and put in the back of the net. So, yeah, I mean, Tielemans was...
cracking pass by Albrighton, though, to him, wasn't it?
Another assist. There you go.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get as many fans' comments on there as possible. We obviously want to know who you think your man of the match was, which was the better goal. Two good goals. Could have been more. Harvey Barnes there at the end. If only Harvey Barnes could get them on target. He had two cracking chances to put it beyond doubt, Tom.
Like you say, it's one of those. If he lifts it over the goalkeeper's head by what, another foot, it's in the back of the net. He's on target. It's just unlucky. It's smashing him in the face. And then the second one, what we're talking, a foot either side of the post is in the back of the net. Barnes played well today for me, though. Really caused problems for Newcastle down that left-hand side at times. And it was an all-round solid performance for me. It's a 7 out of 10 performance today. It wasn't up there in the 8s or 9s how we can play, but a good 7 out of 10 performance from everyone, really.
Are you ready for the table, lads?
Yeah, come on then, Lox. Let's see it.
There we go.
That's looking good. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've played a game more, Jamie, but I'd rather have the points on the table.
Rather have the points on the board than have games in hand, because we've been there before. Games in hand mean nothing. Look at the way the results are going nowadays. You just don't know what's going to happen, do you? So, yeah, points on the board is better than having the games in hand, I think.
Can anyone see Arsenal?
I think they're somewhere down there.
Arsenal fan was saying they were going to finish above us during the thing in the first half, and I was just trying to see.
Yeah, you blocked him, didn't you?
Not him, that was the Spurs fan we got rid of him.
Oh, okay then.
But that's a year now, isn't it? You know, apart from obviously at the end of last season where we were fifth at the very end after the United game, we've been in that top four. We'll be in the top five for over a year, you know what I mean? So That's big.
But, yeah, don't start me on that top six, me larky locks, then. We'll leave that one alone for a minute.
Sky Sports, Man City, they were showing the Man City game. They were talking about the Man City game before our game had even kicked off. And they were showing Man City's games versus the top six. And we weren't even there. We beat 5-3. So
I think, look, Jono's keeping it real with this comment. 8 points from safety. Claudio would be proud of him.
He must have got Claudio Ranieri's booker for Christmas. He's read that.
Indeed.
I wonder whether Rodgers will come out with one game at a time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like that table shows, we are in the mix again. It's nice to be sat here saying Leicester are, in our opinion, in the mix for the title. Let's not get carried away, but we are in that mix, aren't we, Tom?
Yeah, you've got to take it up there. I mean, what, we're 1 point off. I know we played a game more, but you've got to be in and around there to win it. And at the moment, that away form is keeping us up there. If we can now get the home form right, and that's the massive now, if you can start winning these home games, then teams are going to fear you. Everton have been hit and miss all season. Well, sorry, Everton won the league in September. I forgot that, by the way. So did Villa as well. They won the league in September, but they've disappeared. But if we can get the home form right for me, then yes, of course we can be talked to title contenders. Why shouldn't we? But let Sky talk about Man City and Chelsea and Tottenham and all the other boys. Let's just keep under the radar like we're good at. And at the end, if we're there and thereabouts, it'd be nice to just try and shoot in at the end and nick it.
Yeah.
Lox,
where's Michael? Our American Fox. He keeps commenting, but let's have Michael on.
Well, yeah, we've got lots of people. Let's get some on. I've put the link out there. I'll post it up again now, literally. There is the link. It's in the chat. Let's put Jay and R on together.
Oh, no.
Let's have them on.
That's
the wrong. That's the wrong side. Yeah, Tom. Yeah. Come on. Let's start with the Ross in the J and the R. Ross, what were your views on that?
Oh, very good performance. I was a bit of scared at the end, you know, and Andy Christmas Carol scoring, but but obviously, you know, we battled out there. What a tackle from Albrighton, though. You said that, yeah. Jamie. I mean, you know, there's not many things that are gone about Brighton, but what a challenge. I mean, I think Barnes could have hit it first time, maybe, but it was a good save. He actually saved it with his head. You know, is it Dabravka? Yeah. Saved it with his head.
No, I think Darlow.
I get confused.
Just you know, but you know, Cardarlo, his granddad was Ken Leek that used to play for Leicester.
All right.
Didn't know back that. In the late 60s.
Keith
Darlow. And he used to take
it,
him. It's Carl Darlow. I did alter it earlier. Yeah, he used to go down and watch Leicester. His granddad, Ken Leek, used to take him to the games. So he was an actual Leicester fan. Even though he lives in Nottingham.
Well, it's his birthday today, so if you're watching that...
Not again, I'm not giving him a repeat.
He predicted the correct score of 2-1, so...
Jack, just to bring you in, Neil's talking about Wilf Ndidi getting back to full fitness today was massive. He did have a great game. We didn't even put him in the mix for the man of the match. Could he have been in the mix for man of the match?
Yeah, definitely. Wilf's definitely coming back to full potential. I do claim, though, that he's one of the best centre defensive midfielders in the Premier League, and he's only 24 years old, so there's still a lot of improvement with Wilf, and we've definitely got one of the best midfielders at our football club, and hopefully don't let him go anytime soon.
Yep.
Indeed, Locks. Mark has said this. Rodgers has got some seriously good headaches coming his way with players coming back into fitness, hasn't he? It was good to see Sionku coming on, and we think Pereira's not too far away, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, when we were going through that good form, God, when was it? I think it was October or whenever it was, when we were beating Leeds and all them. My girlfriend's dad actually said, you know, this is great. The headaches actually start, the problems start when you've got these players coming back. You know, Cags featured today for a few, you know, 10 minutes or whatever it was. It's massive headaches because Ricardo Pereira obviously is a fan favourite. You know, he's quality. I've always said he's technically our best player. I've always said that. But, you know, you've got James Justin. He's playing so, so well. You can't just pull him out of the team, you know. But I suppose the other way of looking at it is that we did it with Mendy. We pulled Mendy out. And indeed, he's gone back in. So will they do it with Justin? Will they pull Justin out for Ricardo?
Oh my God.
I've seen other people say about, can you bring Ricardo further up, right wing? Could you do that? I don't know. For me, you know, Ricardo at right back is our best option. But I see where people are coming from. James Justin has been outstanding all season. So it's a difficult one, big time.
I know, I don't know what you guys think. I don't know who wants to jump in. For me at the moment, there's no way I would be letting James Justin out of that first team.
Fantastic player.
No,
the Luton Cafu, they call
him. The Luton Cafu.
Yeah, Luton Cafu. They're not wrong, are they? They're not wrong in what they say, Luton. They knew he was going to be a fantastic player for England, and it's proving why we've paid all that money for him. And he's just getting better each game.
I mean, Rob's put in, could Pereira end up being a winger? When he first came to the club, there was talk of him playing further forward.
I think he won't be, yeah.
He's quality going forward. We've seen it before. The goals he scored as well. Was it Man City he scored that goal against? Everton.
Yeah.
That Everton goal when he pushed forward, did a couple cut-ins and scored a great goal. He's amazing going forward. So we could definitely see him there. But what I will say is I think there will be a bigger club that will come in for Ricardo Pereira in the future, in the next year and a half. And if they did, if we've got James Justin as the replacement, I'm not too bothered. He looks a talent. He looks a talent.
Come on,
Charlie, what's your views?
Say hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Did you watch the match, Charlie?
I watched a bit of it, didn't you? I watched it again, and we were playing Star Wars Monopoly as well, weren't we, at the same time?
I'm watching some Minecraft.
Minecraft as well.
Minecraft.
And remember, who's having a party? So.
Jamie Vard is on the party.
Yay!
Good lad.
I think
good lad.
I think my man, do you know what? I tell you what, for right back position, I think at the minute, Alexander Arnold's got a little bit of competition with James Justin at the minute. Because I tell you now, if the way that Justin's playing, if he continues like that, obviously not that level yet, just make that clear. If he keeps playing like he is, he's going to give Alexander Arnold a run for his money at that right back position. But he's at Leicester, so they probably won't give him the time of day. But if he were at Liverpool or something, they'll probably put him straight in. But I would say, you said earlier, Tom, just then I was in the back about they don't talk about us. Make this better when they don't. Because when they do talk about us, we seem to fall off the radar. So just let them all talk about the Man Cities and your Arsenal. Well, not Arsenal, but... not Tom.
not Arsenal.
The others. No, none of them. Right.
Jack, just before we let you and Ross go, Jack, who was your man of the match today?
Same as Tom, really. Tillemans or Brighton. James Justin, not far behind for me. You don't deserve a 4% in the voting. Come on. He's fantastic every game, Phil. It's unbelievable how technically good he really is. And that's down to the management and the players he's working with at the club. That just shows the improvement in his game since last season when he first started. And look how far he's come as a player.
Jack and Ross, I'm going to let you guys go because we've got Michael and then we've got
fine.
Chris and Sean.
Anyway.
Cheers, chaps.
All right, guys.
See you later. Thanks to Jay.
I'm just voting now. I'm going to vote for Tillemans.
Well done. Well done.
Voted Tillemans.
What's the current scores on it? Can you show us?
Tillemans is 50%. Madison 18%. Albrighton 29%. And JJ now only 3%.
Tillemans is romping it.
Yeah,
you're 160 votes.
Let's add in. I'm going to add Michael in, and then we've got Sean to come in. Michael.
Here's Michael.
Cheers, guys. Great win today. Great win. When I saw the team news today, the team sheet, I immediately said, this is what we've been waiting for. This is the team we've been waiting for. JJ, Fofana, Evans, Castagna in the back. You know, Tillemans, Ndidi, Madison in the middle. This is the team we've been waiting for. I mean, a couple more weeks, we'll have Ricardo and Soyuncu. And we were just better than Newcastle. We have better players than them. We have better manager than them. This game was never going to be nil-nil. During the commentary, Tom was saying, yeah, it doesn't. It's okay that we're nil-nil. We are a second-half team. We have the best record in the second half, and especially in the last 15 minutes of the match. So to see those goals go in towards the end of the game was not surprising. And it is just a great win, even with the squeaky bum time at the end. We were I never thought this game was in doubt today. I never thought this game was in doubt. Newcastle, they weren't threatening. They have good players. Yedlin is from my hometown, and he played for Seattle Sounders, so we always root for him whenever he plays, but not today. And he was pretty good, actually, today, you know. But Leicester City, we were just better than them, just better.
Michael, is squeaky bum time an American saying, or have you picked that up?
That we definitely picked that up from British television.
I mean, it was when I came on to Tom and Lox. I don't know who wants to pick up on this. It was nice to see us with a bit of game management at the end and actually controlling that last 5 or 6 minutes, which I think Leicester. I felt like we've learnt a bit from last year with how we were managing that out.
Today we came out.
Go on, Michael.
When I say that we have better players than them, today we came out with confidence and swag. We had swag today. When we got the ball in the final third, everybody's trying to do the little fancy passes, and everybody's making the sharp cuts and the quick cuts. This is the team that we want to watch. And the goals were just, you know, a product of that. It was amazing to see. And I mean, it's 8 a.m. here. I jumped up off my bed, you know, and cheered. It was amazing. And of course, I got my kegs.
Kegs and eggs,
Michael. Kegs and eggs.
I can't believe you drink it at 8 a.m. already. Who was your man of the match, Michael, before we let you go? Listen,
if you go to the edge of the penalty area and do a dart, throw a dart, an imaginary dart at empty stands after your goal, you are the man of the match. I'm going to give it to James Maddison. I love the formation switch where, I mean, it's not a switch, but he plays underneath of Vardy. Yeah. So he's more forward. He's not coming back and getting in Tillemans' way. Let Tillemans. There was a couple of times he was back there, you know, and they were, you know, yards apart from each other. But when Maddison is playing up front and laying off to Vardy, Vardy's laying off to him. We're gonna get a lot of goals the rest of the season if that's the way we're going to play from now on.
Michael, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you again next game. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Michael. Go, Foxes.
Yeah, come on, you Foxes. Let's go.
Cheers, Michael.
Just about the game management, Phil. I was screaming the last couple of minutes into the corner. And then Barnes and Albrighton both put balls in into the bottom. I was thinking, oh, bloody hell, what's going on? At that time of game, you just keep hold of it in the corner. You just take the ball and run to the corner. You don't want Newcastle to have any chances, especially with Andy Carroll up there. You just take the ball into the corner. I just wish they did that a bit more often. Then James Justin got it, and he showed he was like 30 instead of how old is he? 21, is he, James Justin? And he stood in the corner, won a free kick, and then that was game over. It's just nice to see if they just go in the corner a bit more often. I know it's a time-wasting, boring, but it wins the game for you. It doesn't put the pressure on you. So I was feeling a little bit sick towards the end of it, to be honest.
Chris, thanks for joining us. How are you? Hang on, Chris, you've muted yourself. Can you unmute yourself, Chris?
There we go.
Chris,
there we go.
There we go.
There we go. Go on then, Chris. What were you saying?
I thought this was a brilliant second half. I funny enough, I kind of predicted that's how it was going to go. I predicted that the first half was going to end 0-0, and it did. And then we were gonna, and then all of a sudden, the second half, we were gonna fight, and we did. And I love the fact that James Madison actually referenced my celebrity lookalike in Stephen Bunting.
Oh, the Pie Man.
Yeah, the Pie Man. Yeah, I get told I look like him all the time. So yeah, I was just like, for him to then go like that, I was just like, oh god.
Why did, am I being thick? Why did he do the dart thing?
He took part in a virtual dart championship. Yeah, Madison, he took part in a dart. Again, he played Declan Rice as well, I think, as well. So
he's just said on his interview that apparently all the lads are watching the darts in the Moober Room last night. So that was one of the reasons this celebration was done, by the way.
Yeah. Absolutely makes sense.
Barnes loves a golf one, don't he? Barnes does. Harvey
yeah.
Barnes, so.
Chris, who's in the? I mean, some people are talking in the chat there. I'll put a few up on screen about Fofana, not to forget what a game. And he did have a good game there. Johnny Evans as well, I thought, played well. The back line played well. Chris, who would you like to sing the praises of?
Personally, yeah, definitely Evans. Like, Evans really got in tough today. He had a few fouls against him to sort of prove that. He really kind of went... in and tight as tight as he could. When Andy Carroll came on, straight away I thought there's going to be another goal, but I also thought, is it too late? Because I thought with Andy Carroll coming on, we know he's brilliant when it comes to corners, and we're terrible when it comes to corners.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking. So when Andy Carroll came on, I thought, right, don't give away a corner. Don't give away a corner now, because otherwise there's going to be another goal.
Yeah, Jamie, obviously we've got, before we go on too far, we've got Stoke on Saturday in the FA Cup. I think I'm going to say it, and I wouldn't normally say this, I'm not overly, I do love the FA Cup, but we're in the Europa last 32. We are in the Europa last 32. We are doing tremendously well in the Premier League. So away at Stoke, I wouldn't be that disappointed, should I say that, if we got knocked out?
Well, no, I mean, we don't want to lose.
I don't want to lose. Nice.
I mean, I think Cags will play a full game. You'll probably see Big Wes play with him. Vardy might get rested, I think. Save it. What's the point in case he gets injured? Because he's had a bit of a problem with his dodgy hip that he's had for a couple of years. So I think you'll see a few changes. I don't think there'll be major changes. But, yeah, as much as you just said, Phil, the FA Cup is still a little bit in my heart that I love the FA Cup no matter what. I know it's taking a bit of a downward step in every manager's in all the football now. But yeah, Tom, a nice one in the FA Cup would be nice. But
it is
I understand where you're coming from.
We haven't won, though.
Yes, famously. Tom, I think there will be changes. I slightly disagree with Jamie. I think there might be a lot of changes for Saturday's trip to Stoke.
I think there'll be a lot of changes. I think Ward will be in goal. I think Justin will play right back still. I think Amarte and Sainci will be the back two. And
I was going to say, will our old pal Damari be playing?
No.
Luke
Thomas will come. I think he'll be on the bench. Luke Thomas will come in at left back. Probably Mendy and Pratt will sit in the centre. Perez will probably start maybe at 10, Nacho up top, and then Under and Barnes on the wings. I think there'll be wholesale changes. We then don't play till the following Saturday at 8 o'clock, remember? Is it? Yeah, 8 o'clock against Southampton at home next. So we've got a long wait. And then we've got two home games in a row, Southampton and Chelsea. Two massive games.
I mean, look, Steve is saying to me here, he can't believe I'm undermining the FA. I know, I feel awful, but I'm turning into a big club Charlie now, and I'm starting to say, listen, I think this season's going to be hard work with the coronavirus for all teams, let alone the fact we've got Europa, which I'd like to see us do well in. We've only been in the Europa League once ever. I know we've been in Europe a few times, but we've been in the FA Cup every year, so we will have another chance at the FA Cup. And I'm just like, we're doing so well in the Premier League. So, Lox, I am undermining it, I guess.
Phil, you're older than me, so you should appreciate the FA Cup more than me, to be fair, because obviously FA Cup in the last few years or in the last decade, it's been bombed out, really. No one really cares anymore. But for me, you know, we've won the League Cup a few times. What's that?
It's the 100 likes. I've just seen it.
Oh, well done.
100 likes. Yes, guys.
Well, you've got there. Cheers, all.
We've won the League Cup before, you know, a few times. Is it four, five, four? Four times,
four,
I think.
Four times.
Four times. Oh. And we've never won the FA Cup before. So, yeah, I agree with Chris. We've never won the FA Cup before, so I think that we should go for it. Last season, we had Chelsea, wasn't it? We got beat against Chelsea. I just want a trophy. So, League Cup or FA Cup?
Chris, I'm on the wavelength with CK. I just feel this season with everything that's going on. But what's your views, Chris? FA Cup?
Personally, I think... if we're going to, because I'm still not sure if we can win the league. I'm still not sure. Because obviously we still really need to get our home site, our home form up and scratch. So I'm not sure if we can win. So FA Cup might be the only chance we get of being potentially in the Community Shield next year. And I would love for us to be in the Community Shield again. So, yeah, I think FA Cup's always been that trophy which we've chased and chased and chased. We've gotten to the final and we keep losing. We want that trophy.
Chris, thanks for joining us. I'm going to let you go. Okay, cheers for joining us.
No worries.
Yeah, chaps, it's an interesting one, isn't it, about the FA Cup. I'm going to get on. Just, Sean, hold fire at the back there. Lox, something's tickling you.
No, it's just, I don't know why I'm laughing, to be fair. It was more this.
Too many gins.
But I was going to say as well.
Yeah, we should do that.
You know, I'll have my say in a minute before we end, Phil. Because I want to say something about everyone who's watched and stuff. So come back to me.
Phil, let's bring up. Hang on a minute.
That's what we ought to do. 150 likes on YouTube on the next watch along.
200.
And locks.
200.
All right, then 200. 200. All right, then 200 likes, because that's an impossible figure. 200 likes for locks to
on
get
YouTube.
To,
because 200 I, on YouTube.
Yeah, because I did it once for the pool, and I had to get 300 people on my Sunday morning show, and it got shared around like crazy. And there was 300 viewers came on, pal. So expect it, mate.
Are we doing watch along for Stoke? Are we doing watch along for Stoke?
We're still live. We'll talk about that later, Lox.
Yeah. Tom, what are you doing, Tom?
Right. So during the show, there's a few things that popped up. I'll try and get some prices together because people are demanding this stuff.
They were demanding it. They were demanding that.
What, your bits and bobs? Yes, Tom.
I will try and get a prize together. We'll maybe Phil can sort something out as a competition prize. But, yeah, I mean, they are there. I'll sort something out and we'll get something posted on the old page. But there was quite a few people that jumped when I said if I could get them.
Well, let's do that then for the Stoke match. If we do, considering we're going to do a watch-along, we'll get a prize sorted that we'll give away in the show.
I said that if we got 100 likes, which we now have, I would pay for 5 of them to be made and shipped out to the viewers. So,
well, that's cost you, hasn't it, Lox?
Five of them.
The price yet? Crystal glass those are, mate.
Listen, guys, just before we all go, can we just get Sean on? Sean, are you ready to come on? Are you all right, Tom and Lox, or do you need to go?
No, I'm all right.
Let's add Sean in. Sean, you've been waiting so patiently, mate. How are you?
I'm fine, you?
Good, Sean. Who was your man of the match today?
I think Madison.
Madison, yeah. I mean, he played ever so well today. Did you like his goal, Sean?
It was amazing. It was amazing. I do think at the Stoke Cup match, it does make me a bit nervous.
You're a bit nervous about Stoke. Jamie, I think, listen, we should go to Stoke with whatever team we put out now. And I do sound a bit big time Charlie with this, but whoever plays for Leicester against Stoke should really come away with a win there, shouldn't we?
You would have thought so, yes. The side we've got, it should be good enough to beat Stoke. It's not like when Claudio Ranieri was here and we brought in Molly Wagyu or whatever his name was and made a hatful of changes. We've got a decent squad now to go to a championship side and beat them. Even if it's just a 1-0 win or a 2-1 scrappy win. Tom's having a disco now. But yeah, I think we've got a decent enough squad too. Even Sean's joining in.
Come on, Sean, give us a disco. With
yes.
Tom. Good lad. It's nice to have a Leicester win. We just need some disco music now, don't we, for the end of a match when we've won. What?
Oh, I can't. That's the one.
We'll probably get done for copyright. It sounded so realistic, Tom, just like being back down at the King Power Stadium. Sean is showing. Is that new, Sean?
Yes.
Did you get it for Christmas?
Not exactly. No.
No. Well, it looks very nice. Anyway, mate. Sean, make sure you come and join us again for the Stoke match. We'll get you on before the game. We couldn't today. Sorry, Sean, because we had Keith Gillespie on. But we'll see you again, Sean.
Yeah.
Give us a come on, Leicester, yeah, before you go, Sean. Come on.
Give us a come on, you.
Come on, you Foxes. And,
yeah.
And top of the evening. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Sean. We'll see you later. Well done, Sean. As ever, great to have Sean on. Lads, just before we go, yeah, Stoke predictions. Jamie, man of the match today, the final figures, do you know what they are?
Hey, oh, right, hold on. Come back to me in a second. I'll have a quick look.
You have a look.
I was trying to get on Gallatory Gate, Gallowgate Shots fan TV, but they wouldn't invite me.
Yeah, it's funny how teams don't want to know you once they've just lost to you, isn't it, Jamie?
Yeah.
These are the fanzines. Locks, yeah, just your final thoughts before you go.
Well, we all know it was a great win. Great, great hard-fought win at the end with the goal back from Newcastle. But what I will say is I'll try and remember the names off the top of my head. Gray, Fee, Dave Gavin. There was one more. thank you. Jono, Jono. Yes, CK and Jono. So all of them guys, thank you for doing the super chats. We really appreciate it. It goes back into the channel. But more importantly as well, thank you to everyone who's watched me and Tom and Phil and Jamie as well throughout the show. Obviously, we carry on doing it because we enjoy doing it. And obviously, you guys enjoy doing it. And thanks for heading over to YouTube and hitting the like button as well. Massively appreciated.
Tom, we'll leave you with a disco.
Happy take a win. We move on now. Stoke in the cup. Followed by two mouth-watering games to me, Southampton at home and Chelsea at home, and sort the home form out, and we can really be classed as title contenders. And who would have said that? We'll leave it on that mark for me. But thank you to everyone who watched as well. Lox has said it is so much appreciated. Without you comments and everything, it really does make these shows entertaining. So thank you again.
Brilliant. Thanks, thanks, chaps. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Lox. Thanks, Jamie.
Just before the go, it's 50% Tillemans, 30% all Brighton, 17% Madison, 3% JJ, and then the 6 comments, and 4 of them are saying, why haven't you put Evans there?
Yeah, I think Johnny Evans could have gone in there, perhaps even Fofana.
Yeah, even Wilf as well. So yeah, you just never know, dear.
I'm surprised JJ's had so few votes, because I do think, again, he had another outstanding game. But hey, listen, that's what the fans are saying. Youri Tielemans is the fans' man of the match today. So thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Lox. We'll see you all, guys, very soon. I'll let those guys go. I'll get the last final comments in to you. Stuart says, top show, guys. Thanks for that, Stuart. Thanks for watching. Thanks for your comments. Mike saying, who was man of the match? I don't know who the official man of the match was. The fans, and that's all that matters, have just voted and given it to Youri Tielemans. So Youri was our fans' man of the match. Patrick saying, will Jamie go for a Desmond against Stoke? No, he'll probably change his mind for that one. Yeah, I can see him already there nodding his head and saying, no, he's not. Do you own the rights to that music, says Don. Thanks, Don, watching all the way out in the States. Don, you need to come on, mate. Stop watching and commenting. You need to get on this show. We always say that, please. Fee says, thanks for the show. Always loves it. Thank you for that. You're going to mail some bits to the States, says McBizzle. Yeah, I'm sure we can. Michael, who is watching out in, I think, Seattle, says, you're going to mail some of those bits. Of course they will do. Kaysen says, thank you very much. As ever, don't forget, tomorrow night, 7:30, it is the Fan Zone show. That will be with me, just me and you talking tomorrow night, which will be nice. I'm looking forward to that. I want to talk about transfers tomorrow night. I really do. I know I'm bleating and repeating and moaning, but I want to see us go and sign somebody this January. If we want to win the Premier League, yeah, if we want to win the Premier League, I think a signing or two would do. And I want your views. That's at 7:30 tomorrow night. Then what else have we got on this week? We've got Lox's show on Friday at 7:30. Bloody hell, fire. Saturdays, a 3 p.m. kickoff. Jamie will get to do an aftermath show on Sunday. So join us for the watch-along on Saturday from 2:30. Jamie Shelby live at 10 a.m. on Sunday. So, as ever, a busy week here on Leicester Fan TV. It's nothing without you guys watching. So thanks as ever, and we'll see you tomorrow night, 7:30.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.